Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Can we say that we're not talking about the weather the rest of the week?
No, I don't think I'll be able to do that.
What do they call themselves? The Wolfpack?
Well, I played one of the coldest games ever against the Tennessee Titans.
Look, it's the middle of January in Foxborough.
Yeah, it'll be a little chilly, and that's okay. I mean, we're at that time of the year.
Weather. Well, here in Boston, sunny but cold. Temperatures peaking in the 90s.
Those temperatures. I can't even imagine.
The snowstorm they had. It was crazy.
You can have your $500 million jackpot, but I'll take this, baby. 4 episodes of Thundersnow.
It was mild out here yesterday, didn't you think?
Put your snow on my property.
The thing that I hate, Skip, about the game Sunday is that it's going to be in sub-zero temperature.
There were some complaints.
We're not going to need a lot of suntan lotion.
People wanted to see the gray cutoff.
God, you're so childish.
Yeah.
Right now.
And your kids die, too.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Unbelievable Shannon Sharpe would bring this up, you know, and others are doing the same. It's a shame. So what should we do? Cancel the game? Play it in the summer? Well, what do we want to do here? These are the same people, by the way, that thought it was a big, huge advantage for the New England Patriots because the balls were deflated. What the hell do you think the balls, what do you think the PSI and the balls going to be this week?
Ideal gas law.
Six, seven.
About 10. 10 and
that
a
is
quarter.
Funny. Like the,
right?
I wonder
gonna
if
be 13
that,
and
I
wonder, a half.
I wonder, 10. What if that protocol still exists? You know, checking the balls, you know, making sure the refs have them. I'm just curious to know how far, people are still
later,
doing that.
Yeah,
years later,
they
are they still?
Doing it.
Yeah, it's like, all right, nobody's paying attention now.
Yeah, just check.
Or
them
maybe
off.
Now that it's so cold that, okay, obviously, you know, a lot of eyeballs on us. Right?
We're a game of rules.
Talking about eyeballs, we are so lucky here. We've had this unbelievable run with the New England Patriots. But could you imagine waking up yesterday being a Jets fan?
And that's a Sagui.
And sitting down and saying, you know what, I got to watch this press conference. We got a new coach who was a very good quarterback coach, and that's all you have to be right now. I mean, helps if you know Sean McVay, but a quarterback coach is all you need to be. And he didn't really do well in Miami when they elevated him to an offensive coordinator. And the Jets hire him, and then you watch him in that press conference.
What was that?
The eyes were like, they were like, the eyeballs were ready to pop out of his sockets, right?
He had a little Mike Tomlin in him.
Yeah, I mean, the eyes is one thing, right? You saw a lot of white, right? The eyes wide open. But then just a random, like, look up left, look right, look, like, just... What was that?
Sometimes you got to cut your eyelids off.
I mean, that was one of the strangest things.
Does he have a condition or something? Because I didn't read anything about that.
I felt like he was on speed. I'm not kidding. Like, it looked like.
Didn't the Miami have another coach? Didn't he have a. Remember that?
Oh, the memes, coach? The memes are hysterical. I like the one with the. I saw the one with the taco.
I saw the one with the taco.
You know what I mean? The taco and his eyes just falling. The taco and the taco's moving around. I mean.
So then, okay, it's appearance. Maybe he needs eye drops. I don't know. Maybe he's got a condition. Maybe we're being unfair.
But do you remember him being like that at all?
No.
Like all the
never,
times the
never.
Patriots have played
but he's
him
on
over the
sideline.
Years.
He's looking down at, you know, at his plays. But it was even worse when he finally addressed the media, and then I heard that. And then after that, he goes on with Michael Kay.
Twitter. So when you walked out on the press conference, the thing that struck me was how intense your eye is. Your eyes are intense.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be afraid of you if I walked up to you on the street.
Oh, you wouldn't.
But people on Twitter, I mean, your eyes are the thing now. It's become a meme how intense
I don't
you
even
are.
Know what that is.
Has it? Well, come on.
I don't.
It's like everybody uses all this. If anybody is like really want to be intense about something, they'll tweet a picture of that.
Show them. I'm sure you have ones that have been sent to you already.
Do
all right.
No,
so
I won't do that.
So all right. I'll just let you know. I don't have Twitter.
You don't
have Instagram.
You'll never will be.
I don't look at the internet.
Oh, okay. Whoa.
This guy's.
Come on.
He sounds
late
like
at
tech.
Night,
tech
all alone on the road.
I mean, you give him Twitter. I'll give him Instagram.
Internet.
I don't look at the internet.
He's,
I don't.
look at the internet.
This sounds like Tech Schramm. This sounds like an ancient old coach who's sitting there, oh, I don't watch the internet. I don't
snap
the internet.
Snap face.
Bill,
I don't think there's any way.
Actually, he doesn't know what it is.
I don't think there's any way to explain away what the hell that was.
Snap I have no idea. Would you feel confident?
No.
If you're a Jets fan today, what are you thinking? You're sitting there going, wait a minute. He doesn't know what the internet is?
My first thought is, how long before we can fire him? How long before we can move on from this crazy-looking son of a bitch?
It is.
Did you see those eyes? How do you explain what that was?
That was frightening. They got really bright lights in New York, I hear.
How quickly. They didn't like to hire in the first place, right? Yeah, that's the New York Jets, Broadway Joe, all that other great stuff, right? You know, media capital of the world. And you hire a guy that was in your division, made the playoffs, right? Everybody thinks he's good. He's a quarterback guy, but he's not the new guy.
Who thinks he's good?
You know, 4 or 5 years ago, he was the quarterback guy. Like, that everybody wanted, who could fix quarterbacks, that could mold and develop quarterbacks. Now
he didn't do it.
Now, but everyone thought he could before. But right? now he's got Sam Darnold. But forget about that. It doesn't even matter. Here's the thing. He's known for being the guy with the crazy looking eyes.
That's what he's known as now.
And it's like how much fun everybody is having.
I got to be honest with you. It's not even necessarily the eyes. I mean, the eyes are one thing. But it was just like where
his
they
mannerisms.
Were going. Just where they were going. Like, he was just sitting there and he would, you know, turning left, turning right, looking up, looking down. No one's talking to him. Someone else is talking. No one's asking him questions.
I feel like he had a disorder.
He's just looking up, down. Like, I mean, it was like a nervous breakdown.
So he's like, he's never been in this position before. Like, yeah, does he not know he's doing it? That's why he's on speed or something.
There's something going on because there was nobody that threw footage out there of him doing this in Miami. So the guy's been around for 3 years. He was in Denver before that. And have you seen any footage out there?
No,
we found any, right?
It would be out.
This is like the first time his eyes were ever rolling like that, which makes you really question what the hell's going on. So maybe the smartest thing he should have done, how did he not recognize that his eyes were floating all
maybe
over
it's
the place?
Like a tick. Maybe it's a quirk.
But you got to do that. You got to come out and tell the media. You're on with Michael K. You got to say, Michael, I got a condition.
Look at the internet.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a condition.
I don't really watch TV. I watch movies.
Okay.
This is my favorite movie. That's it.
I watch movies.
Wait, no, me too.
I watch movies.
What's Adam Gase's favorite movie?
Guesses? I know the answer.
His favorite movie?
It's not.
It's gonna be Godfather or Rocky, some old movie.
Yeah.
Oh, nothing of bad.
To be honest, probably Field of Dreams.
Jesus.
Really?
Those ball players are coming through the cornfields again.
What happened if it was a football player?
Baseball.
Please.
To be honest, probably Field of Dreams.
Look at Liz excited.
He got so happy.
I'm sorry. Field of Dreams is okay,
Adam
but
Gase,
how can you watch
he's
that?
Now a Jet fan. He's now a Jet fan.
But if you're a Jet fan today, I don't know how you can feel comfortable. You still have Bill Belichick in the division. And by the way, for anybody that thinks Belichick's going away, we've been with him every single week. Would you guys agree with me? Belichick's going to be here for a long time. He's not going anywhere.
No, nowhere.
He loves this.
Loves it. Loves talking about it.
Loves building it. He's here for 5 or 6 years. Get ready for it.
Loves smacking people down. He's not going anywhere.
Is this heaven?
Oh, God.
Is this heaven?
Field of Dreams.
That's your new coach.
I almost feel bad for Jets fans today because I don't know how.
Hey. Is this heaven?
Oh, it's Iowa.
No. It's Iowa.
Oh, it's Iowa. I'm in the wrong place.
It's so campy.
I'm in the wrong place.
Dad? You want to have a catch? I'd like that.
Baseball.
They came into Fenway Park, too, right?
I want David Price to be successful.
That's
your new coach.
There's always a honeymoon when you get a new coach, and everybody feels positive about it. And then he shows, you know, what he really is as time goes on. If you're a Jets fan, you look at this Adam Gase and you sit there going, oh my God. And first of all, he's coming with a weak track record. Pretty good the first year, and he went downhill the next two.
He won too soon.
Right. And you sit
there. He won too early.
Right. And talk about the division, the tomato can division. So you're going to have Adam Gase there. The Dolphins now are talking about tanking to get themselves ready for the 2020 draft so they can get
Lawrence
Tua.
Kid.
They want Tua.
Oh, they want Tua?
Tua.
No, they don't.
Tua.
No, they don't.
The Lawrence kid is the year after that, right?
Yeah, they don't want Tua. No, they don't.
So anyway, that's the word that they're going to tank.
That's a nightmare.
And Buffalo's Buffalo.
I'll just let you know, I don't have Twitter.
So if you're Bill, you're not going anywhere. Are you kidding me? This is like, This is heaven. It's not Iowa. It's heaven. This is heaven.
The one constant through all the years, Ray.
Oh, Jesus.
Baseball. Baseball has marked the time.
Oh, God.
This field.
He knows it by heart.
I know.
This game.
It's embarrassing.
He says it's the
part of your
past.
Look at his eyes. His eyes are starting to roam.
He's crying.
It reminds us of all that was good.
He's crying.
And it could be again. Oh, people will come, Ray.
I'm not invited. That's my corn out there. You guys are guests in my corn.
People will definitely come.
Guest in my corn. A stupid movie.
Is this heaven? No, it's Iowa.
God.
Good man.
All right, good night, Mason.
We're going back
you.
To the phone calls. We're going back people to the phone calls. John in the truck. He's been there for a long time. What do you got, John?
Hey, guys, I was watching the Kansas City game last week, and I'm watching where Patrick Mahomes is standing behind center.
Yeah.
And every time he's behind center, I was picking up whether he was doing a pass or a run.
Oh, damn.
He has his feet side by side every single time and when he's going to do a run and hand the ball off. When he steps back, whether he's under center or in shotgun, his feet are one behind the other, and he's passing. I'm wondering, Christian, do you guys see that when you're looking at film?
Christian, did you see that, Christian?
Well, yeah, you see lots of tells,
right.
You know, I mean, that's why you're watching film and trying to right. figure out if you can, you know, I heard there was that the Rams were talking about how they knew exactly what the Cowboys were going to do.
Yes.
And they were almost laughing about it because they were right. And yeah, right. I mean, that's the benefit of having a couple weeks right. off.
See, there are always tells out there. I mean, Mike Francesa came up with a perfect tell on Patrick Mahomes yesterday.
You know that Drew Brees,
I just saw the taco.
Struggles more when he holds on to that ball more than 2.5 seconds. He's only about 50% compared to 75%.
If you notice the same thing about Mahomes, Mahomes' numbers after 2.5 are terrible. If Mahomes has the ball after 2.5, he's small. He can't see. So, and he has a lot of trouble. You know, he can't stand in there like some of
the...
Oh.
First of all, he's 6'3". Second of all, he can't stand in there. He doesn't want to stay in the pocket. He has great vision outside the pocket.
They think he's like Doug Flutie.
He's 6'3". What are we talking about?
Small, there is.
Has Francesa ever watched these guys? Has anybody
known
him?
Tyler Murray?
Yeah. Maybe.
Baker Mayfield?
He's 6'3".
Johnny Manziel?
Most people tell you that when he's outside the pocket after about at 3 seconds, he's probably more dangerous from 3 to 3.5 seconds because he's outside the pocket rolling, throwing the ball on a run.
I'm telling you, lately, Francesa is losing his freaking mind.
You know,
he is saying stuff that just makes no sense.
You know what he does?
Sense.
He goes out there and he watches, but he's never opened up a roster book. He's never looked at the media guide. He has no idea. Probably never saw him play. And I will say this, if you would probably say, wow, look, he's standing next to someone who's like 6'8". Wow, he's probably 5'9". No.
It's unbelievable.
If you can give it to me with all nine.
I love this guy. Back after this, the guy that tweets out, and he tweets out all the videos and stuff. They're unbelievable.
Funhouse.
They're unbelievable, the stuff that he's saying. You're sitting there going, oh, my God. Cuckoo. This guy's got no clue what he's doing,
no,
what he's saying.
He's just basing it on
Where's
what he sees.
Where's Dog? And we need Dog.
If Mahomes has the ball after 2.5, he's small. He can't see.
He's 6'3".
So, and he has a lot of trouble.
Wait
you know,
a minute.
He can't
stand. Hold on. The one thing you can say about Mahomes, he has phenomenal vision. Are you kidding me? This is a kid who can see and throw the ball across the plane. What are we talking about? How stupid is that comment?
He's small.
He's a little guy.
He's never seen him play, I swear to God.
Well, he's seen him play, but he doesn't realize he's 6'3". He's not 5'10", 5'9".
Listen, I was slow to come along with...
you're slow a lot.
with Mahomes, because I wanted to see a little bit more at him, but he's played an entire season. I don't know how he can knock the kid. You know? He might make a big mistake come Sunday because, you know...
It's small,
and, he doesn't see well. But you can't tell me that he's small or he can't see well.
Yeah.
Those are the two things he does. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Where are we going? Here's John in Mattapan. Hi, John.
How we doing, Big O?
Good, John. How are we doing, Big John?
Well, I'm listening to you talk about Kyrie Irving and trading essentially the youthful core of the Celtics for Anthony Davis. And I'm thinking to myself, Big O, that you're sort of, in my mind, rejecting the vision that Danny Ainge has for the Celtics, you know, going forward. I think Danny Ainge, he knows how the game is changing, Big O. The game of basketball, the NBA, is changing. And... you know, I think we had this conversation before, Big O, you know, loading up, you know, a guy. How old is Anthony Davis? He's 25, Big O?
Yeah.
Everything's Big O.
it's just not, to me, it's not, it doesn't make sense to say, you know, you would do that, to take away the core of the...
Have you ever seen Anthony Davis play Mike Francesa? Have you ever seen him play, John?
Yeah, I have, Big O.
Have you seen him play, John?
Please. Listen to what I'm saying, Big O. I'm saying to you that the selfish decision to take this group of young players and stay with them.
This guy would be good for your little internet show. I'm going to save this dude for you.
Call Kirk Show.
Big O. I'm trying to be serious, Big O.
Shut up!
Big O.
John, you don't think that's a good trade? Come on, please. Anthony Davis is a top five player. Stop it. It's a great trade.
Hey, Lou, tell Big O, you described all these problems that the Celtics are having that are making them so unlikable. Where are all those problems? The singular source of those problems, Lou, is who?
So you want me to say Kyrie Irving because he's voicing his opinion?
Is that the truth, Lou? Isn't that the truth of the matter?
Show some respect. Call him Big Lou.
Big Lou. I actually believe that it's the young guys who have an inflated opinion of themselves and not willing to buy in.
Buy into what? Letting Kyrie Irving publicly berate them and do a very unselfish thing? Like take Luke
Stop
it, correctly.
Stop
Luke,
it. Luke, I tell you what, if you... you
had no right to take that so public.
Again, this is about blame to go everywhere there, Big John. You know, and I think that... I like what Kyrie said. I think he's right. I just wish that he would stop now, you know, publicly. You know, keep it internal. That's all. So I think Jalen brought up some good points, but I think that's the root of it. And we're getting back to Anthony Davis, Glenn. I don't know. I can't wait to see the deal that they get for Anthony Davis. Because there aren't... What are we looking for? You looking for draft picks? Okay, fine. You know, you get a team with what?
I gave you the deal. Do you like the deal
No. I don't think you got to give up that much is what I'm saying. Go around the league. You tell me.
Sure you do.
What are you going to do? You going to give up what? A top three pick? So you got to get a top three pick. You think Anthony Davis is going to stay on that team? No, he's going to leave in free agency. So you guys got to go to a team that has a chance of signing him long term. How many of those good teams who need Anthony Davis
have young talent
and a top two or three draft pick to go along with it? I don't think there's really that team out there. I still think the Celtics probably have more to give than anyone out there. And they don't have to go crazy.
Who do you want to hold out of that trade? Do you want to hold Tatum?
Tatum.
That's what most people are going to say.
I'm
telling you, I don't think you can do that deal right now. You may be right.
I don't think you give up both.
Right.
You want to give up just Tatum? Okay, you keep Jaylen Brown. Okay. Okay, now he's happy with his role because now he's starting. I mean, we'll figure it out. We'll go from there. We'll motivate the young kid. But I don't think you got to give up as much as you're saying because I don't know too many teams that can trade for Anthony Davis with the confidence that he'll sign back there that have – a top 3, 4, 5 pick to go with a young superstar, let alone two. I don't think the match is there. I still think you got the best offer.
Well, the problem you have right now is those draft picks are not as high as you thought they were going to be.
And the team,
now,
the problem that the other teams have is they don't. If they give away their great young player and a draft pick, now their team sucks, and Anthony Davis leaves after a year.
Correct.
So now what good are you?
Right. So
there's
if
no
you,
perfect fit.
Listen,
you're
you,
the perfect.
If
fit.
You can get away without giving those two guys, fine. But I threw it out there that I would be willing to do that because I think if you include Anthony Davis, Marcus Smart, you've got Kyrie Irving as your other star, and you've got Gordon Hayward, and then the other pieces that you have on this team, guess what? I think you're a better team.
I get it, but I don't think you have to give up as much
better
as
team.
You think.
Okay. We'll be
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Tom Brady, LeBron James, 8 straight. You know what they've both accomplished. Which to you is the greater accomplishment?
The greater accomplishment, believe it or not, to me, would probably be LeBron. Obviously, 82 games as opposed to 16, number one. I know that LeBron was in the Eastern Conference, so I understand why anybody would make that argument. The problem is Brady's in the NFC. I'm in the AFC East.
Right.
The Jets, the Bills, the Dolphins. I mean, come on now.
All right, that's the... dumbest statement that Stephen A. has made, and he's made it in the last couple weeks, and he's made a lot of stupid ones.
Once you get there.
Including leaving Drew Brees out of the whole thing. Okay, so let's address this quickly.
Everybody makes the playoffs in the NBA.
It's much tougher in football to be able to do this. If you are in the NBA, your great players all make it into the playoffs.
Well, it's the greatest does.
Right.
And that's what LeBron is overall.
So Aaron Rodgers, how many of these things has he accomplished? He's one of the great players in the game, right? Some people will say he's the best quarterback.
He's been to a couple.
Yeah, okay.
One Super Bowl.
Football's different. It's much different. There are a lot of players. There's two sides of the ball. Tom Brady is not playing when the defense is out there on the field. Okay, LeBron is. He's playing both sides. And those great players always go to the finals. That's why we go through stretches. It's the Celtics. It's the Lakers. It's the Pistons. It's the Bulls. We go through stretches where the great players go for six, eight, 10 years.
The nature of the sport as well. You know, you sit there and you can talk about the AFC East. So his point is that they win that. Okay. Well, they're not guaranteed one win away from the AFC title. They're still going to do their business outside the division to get a bye. So they handle themselves outside the division. We can go through the percentages all we want, but what their record is outside the division versus their record inside the AFC East, and it's pretty damn good. I think it's actually better. So because they're outstanding outside the division, they get that bye and create like a one game before you get to the AFC title. But in football, one game. Just
one chance.
Game.
So
LeBron
that's,
James has seven times to dominate a series.
So you can,
he's the best player in the series. In NBA, the best player does.
You can You can score up a couple times. Yes. And then you can come back and score 56 and win that game and get your team back in gear again. It's dumb. I don't even think it's any contest. Do you?
No, because, okay, Golden State, what kind of run do you think they're going to get on going to the Western Conference?
Another four, five, six years?
The NBA championship game. I mean, we'll see. Maybe they'll be on four in a row here, right? We'll see what happens. I don't know. But, yeah, it's just the nature of the sport. One game. That's it.
Yeah,
one bad game, you're out.
And then one player, like, if you're looking at all the other, these stats going up, you know, Brady's won more playoff games than any other quarterback has even been. Like Peyton Manning, John Elway, Joe Montana, Ben Roethlisberger, you name it. He's won more.
That is unbelievable.
Than they've actually even been to playoff games. So you can tell, like, it for him to be able to do that amongst all those names that I just mentioned is uncanny.
See, the eight in a row is incredible. When you think of 17 years, he's had 12 of them. So for 75% of his career, he's been in an AFC championship game. I mean, that is off the charts. 75%.
This is 13, isn't it?
This is 13.
Yeah. I take it back. This is 13.
Yeah.
Instead of 12 out of 17, so it's now 13 out of 18.
Stupid.
It is stupid. And it is different than the NBA. He's wrong about
that.
Yeah, but
totally here's the one thing that I like that's happening now.
It's been a bad couple weeks, hasn't it?
Is that now we're in a different conversation, right? It's Muhammad Ali. It's Michael Jordan. It's Tom Brady. That's the conversation.
Yeah, we're not talking Montana anymore.
No, we're not. Forget about your own sport.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods. Talk about somebody who's
a Muhammad Ali. I was 3 years old.
Oh, who's dominated the sport for such a long period of time, right? Because isn't that kind of part of it?
Yeah, math, by the way, didn't work well for Stephen A. Everybody figured out the math.
No.
He thought everybody was stupid.
I was two. No, dude, you don't remember.
Thought everybody was stupid.
They make some great memories.
Hey, that's our nature of our business these days. Make a take. The people are stupid. They can't do the math. So tell them whatever you want. Yeah, sure. Muhammad Ali and
I
were buddies.
Yeah, so, I think that's exactly now. Now, what happens if he wins, or when he wins on Sunday, but then he loses in the Super Bowl? Because that's, then you're starting to go, all the time.
Then Ben Volen will come up with a stupid, idiotic, embarrassing take of his.
So does Ben believe that he should have lost last weekend?
Yes.
Rather than if he happens to lose this weekend, it would hurt?
Yes, he's embarrassing himself.
So I don't care if Brady's hurt.
Because we've heard that argument. Somebody else had that statement as well, because we're referring to Ben Volen's opinion.
Like
that he's better off not going to another Super Bowl and losing. So he's better off losing this weekend than going and losing to, say, New Orleans or whoever.
How dumb is that?
Which is ridiculous.
How dumb is that? That makes zero sense. So he liked the idea of having, 4-0 in the Super Bowl versus being 5-3?
Five and three, or possibly 5-4. God forbid he goes to 5-5.
Obviously, 9 is greater than 6. Herp derp. Like, I get it.
No, you don't get it.
You know what is? So Devin McCourty was on Sirius Satellite Radio the other day.
Yep.
And
said a lot.
He did, and it's funny when he. You know, I'll read you the quote, and it made me think about just the overall legacy of the team and how it's kind of broken up into threes. Really, when you think about all the different players that have come through, and Brady being the only one left. And he says, "I think this season has been that little chip on the shoulder for each guy in that locker room, but each team's different, so." I think when people think of the Patriots, they always think of three teams that won in the early 2000s or the previous two Super Bowl teams. Each team's different, so you develop your character and you go about the season differently. So I'm sitting there going, okay, when you guys think of the Patriots, just overall, right? If someone mentions the Patriots, what era do you, yeah. do you,
01, 03,
I'll go for the, I'll go for the cheating
do you
era.
Identify
yeah,
them
I like
with?
The cheating
but
era.
Do you identify with those three Super Bowls, those three out of four Super Bowl teams, or the last little run that they've had so far?
But there is, and I don't think we do it as much here locally because we don't want to, but nationally, I think they look at the 10-year drought in between. So Boston Sports Info guy yesterday was trying to compare the run that the 49ers had years ago. Very similar run to 18 years, two different quarterbacks, two different coaches, and the run that the Patriots have had. And I saw the comments, the responses to them, and the responses were pretty much, oh, yeah, but you had a 10-year drought where you won nothing. Right? So I think nationally people look at that and say Patriots were hanging around, but it was a 10-year period where they didn't win squat.
Well, they got the two Super Bowls.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they finally got them.
But are you trying to say that like this group feels kind of disrespected because nobody thinks about the dynasty?
Yes. I mean,
they've been to three of the last four Super Bowls. This
but
group,
I think
meaning
I think,
like Hightower, McCourty, even Chung, you know, Brady, Gronk, Edelman.
Yep.
This core, this group has been to last four Super Bowls. They've won two, or is that other group won three?
Well, I do. When you think about them overall, I think there is this little, I mean, not disrespect because they did win, but you're comparing, you know, that earlier time, like the three that they won. Even the 07 gets credit, even though they didn't win it. They went undefeated, and that's still kind of considered part of that early success. And this second group of guys, this second group of legacy players, guys that are going to be wearing red coats at some point in time, I don't think that they think that they get the same respect that the earlier teams got, like the Seymours, the McGinnis, the Brewskis, the Vrabels. I mean, you go down the line, the Matt Lights. It's just filled with guys that have just made a huge impact, not only on that team and the community or after football.
Well, that's
they're all coaches.
But that's it.
I know, but think about it.
So you get to know them even more so after their playing career because they're on TV.
When I say Patriots, what era do you identify would you consider it being the early group?
Tom Brady.
Okay, but you can't use Brady.
Yes, you can.
He's part of all of them.
He's the glue. He's the guy that keeps it all together.
Okay, so Tom Brady.
The whole thing, beginning to end.
So
Brady,
Tom,
Belichick.
Okay,
that's why everybody says that, and everybody will say
it. So Brady early years or Brady now? It's like the old Elvis stamp, right? You want the early Elvis stamp or fat Elvis? Wait, which one do you want? Which one do you identify?
I like the fat
TB12 or after TB12? TB12 Tom Brady or driving the yellow Jeep dating all these movie stars, Brady?
I think a lot of people would say the early one, right? The first edition where they won three out of four.
But that was a different Brady.
Right, but that was also when the team was actually likable.
Wait a minute.
Nationally.
They're not likable? Oh, okay.
I'm just saying,
Patriot fatigue.
They won the first year, and it was
but
like,
what do you care
cute.
Nationally?
No. I'm just talking about like you know Patriots. When you think of the Patriots, it's like you know, 01, it was cute. Then the following year, you didn't make the playoffs, and they're like, yeah, see, that's typical, right? You're cute. You win the Super Bowl, upset. Then you don't make the playoffs. You're gonna go away. I guarantee, after 2002, a lot of people are like, yeah, that Patriots team, we may never see him again. You know, Brady may not be that good. And then they won two more, and then it was like a good story. But by the time 2014, 15, 16, 17, here we are, people are done. They can't stand
okay, so now you're right. So now people are sick of them. Go away. You know, I'm sick of you. Your face is ugly. I remember 01. I remember being at that Super Bowl in 01. Nobody other than people in New England thought that the Patriots had a chance to win that game. Mm-hmm. They were 14.5-point underdogs, something like that. Nobody.
They beat them earlier in the year.
But they liked them. They were hoping that they could beat the greatest team on turf, right? That was the big thing. They liked them. So you're right, Lou. Early on, they liked them, and then they got sick and tired of them.
Go away. People loved
Tom
also Brady back in those
loved
days.
Loved him.
Oh, they loved everything.
Tom, terrific, young, good-looking.
Now he's a whiner. Yeah. He's this. He's different.
He's got a model for a wife.
This group's got a chance to go to four of the last five Super Bowls.
Yeah.
The early edition is still considered the better edition. Mm-hmm. And now, when you think about as far as dynasties are concerned, like you go 49ers, pretty much the same group of guys. You know, you go for the offense, receivers, you name it. It's pretty much the same group of stars.
Well, different
Dallas.
Quarterbacks,
you had one. I mean, Steve Young won one, right? But ultimately, the 49ers dynasty is really considered Joe Montana.
Yep.
You have the Dallas Cowboys with Troy Aikman. You have the Steelers and with Terry Bradshaw early years.
But this has been longer. This, well, I know, this and that's
why, and that's why you can actually sit there and just draw a line in the middle of it.
This is the 49ers.
The first edition and the second edition. You go, okay. Well, that's what I, when I saw this by Devin McCourty, I'm like, wow, that's interesting that he actually brought that up. He says, so I think when people think of the Patriots, they always think of the three teams that won in the early 2000s. That's what they think of. That's what they, you know, identify Patriots, right? The Rodney Harrisons, all those guys that are so, you know, in the public eye. But still, I would say, I mean, I don't know, maybe this is disrespectful, but, the, you know, as far as the characters and the personalities are a little bit easier to identify and to, I guess, support. It's just different. And I don't know. I see, when I look at them, obviously, because I played with the early edition, and the later edition is like, well, you know, they're not as good as us, and you're really, we kind of started it.
So you were more lovable the first time around. I will give you that. But we've also got to know the personalities a lot more since then, because they didn't say that much when they were players here. Rodney wasn't saying much. Teddy wasn't saying much. You know, every once in a while, you'd say something, but not an awful lot. I mean, now you're a big muff, and you're
stupid.
Yeah, exactly. But so you've got to know them. This team, we still don't know. We just talked to Patrick Chung. What did Patrick tell us? Nothing. Why? Because that's what they do down there. So, and I think he's got a great personality. I've had private conversations with him. Where I think he's an interesting guy.
You guys don't really suck.
But he's an interesting guy. But he's not going to do it while he's in the mold. So that's part of what's happened, isn't it? That they've all got media jobs.
Okay,
they're all doing other things.
Okay, I'm asking you. You've been around a long time.
Yeah.
Which edition, first or second? Because there's a doldrums, there's a middle, you know,
okay, so,
the ground where
so,
they didn't win anything.
So, okay,
and
so
guys that played in that area got nothing to show for
I'm
it.
I'm partial because I think I was a fan of this team when they were the worst team in the National Football League and they absolutely sucked. So the first crew, the first one that went through, to me is the greatest because you never thought in your lifetime.
So kids
you
in
would
their 20s.
Ever see the Patriots come close to winning a Super Bowl. Okay, they got there. You never twice. But you never thought they could win a Super Bowl. So that first group is special.
Yeah, kids
it is special.
To your point, kids in their 20s, just know the Patriots as far as everyone hating them. There was a day where they were actually likable.
Oh, real likable.
You know, they're
a great story.
Yes.
You know, winning streaks left and right.
Even when you won that 03, when you won, you came back in 104. It's like back to back. Wow, dynasty, respect. I mean, it was like respect, right. Dynasty. Then since Spygate changed all that, though. Because then everybody said, you know, what I thought was what I was respecting, I don't respect anymore because I don't think he did it legitimately. Ah. And then everything turned.
Then we had Deflategate.
And then Deflategate.
They videotaped our practice.
And after all that. Then they started winning more Super Bowls again.
Right.
And it was like, okay, now I despise them.
Yeah, but now you have all of that cesspool of information, including everybody thinking they were spying and doing videos of practices, which never, ever happened. And it got real bad.
That was
no question.
The year of 9/11.
But I will say this, in trying to compare it between this and the San Francisco 49ers, even though they had relative similar success over a long period of time, no comparison. New England did it in the day of free agency, where if a player was good or a player played well in a specific playoff game or a Super Bowl, he was gone the next year because he was getting too much money. Go look at that 49ers roster. Same roster.
No,
year
that's, like,
after
that's
year
my point.
After year
it's like,
after
all, look,
it's
at
like
Yankees, look at Dallas.
Will. Year after year.
Look at Dallas. Yeah. Look at, I mean, Washington, the only difference in
Pittsburgh,
Washington,
their
quick run, yeah, Pittsburgh, was that they had a bunch of different quarterbacks, but same coach.
So they had all the same players. This team has had to do it with a whole different collection of players through the entire run, because that's the game today. If players are good and they play well for a while, another team wants them and will pay more money, and they leave the Patriots. All right, 617-779-7937. Back to the phones next.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Tom Brady's just about done. He is going to fall off a cliff.
Anybody said a word to us about Atlanta? No, because they know we're not going.
The Patriots get blown out, and the dynasty dies.
We're on to Kansas City, baby. Let's go.
And here comes the Patriots, Kansas City.
That kind of gets me fired up because I'm thinking, you know, what the hell do these people know?
I'm trying to be what I'm destined to be.
Proving the doubters wrong again.
And the route is on in Foxborough. The Pats are heading to Kansas City.
Tom Brady and the Patriots are headed to their eighth straight AFC championship game.
You know, I know, you know, everyone thinks we suck and can't win any games, so we'll see. It'll be fun.
Listen to the game right here. Patriots, Chiefs on WEEI. Amen.
wish death upon me. Blood in my eye, dog, and I can't see. I'm trying to be what I'm destined to be.
Keep going. Oh, why'd you go dark on me? Manny, man. Oh, I put a hole in a brother. Yeah. Now you gon' see.
Gotta bleep
out. Better watch out how you talk. Yeah. Take your life. That's the best one right there. That's the best part. Because I'm going to take your life away. If you try to bury me, if you talk smack about me, if you say I'm done, if you say I suck, I'm going to kill you.
So this was pretty good yesterday with Brady, right? Right? He's showing some emotion.
Dead to me.
It's all subtle stuff.
He certainly sounds or looks more like the guy in Tom Versus Time when he started talking about warrior spirit and you better be willing to give your life and the whole life for a life thing that we had fun with.
You know what? You know, in the end, you know what he is? He's just a kid. Who you know? He's just like a little kid.
Yeah, see,
who gets his feelings hurt, or he gets discouraged, and like it just he's still affected. Like he's still the same way. Well, his sisters were probably tying him up and throwing stuff at him and putting ice down his pants, whatever the heck they did.
What?
You know,
put makeup on him.
Oh,
Tommy, you're so pretty.
Yeah, he's
give
so pretty.
Him a gag
teasing
ball.
Him. Yeah, what put a gag ball on his face.
What are we,
stop it.
What are you talking about here?
He is. He's still the same kid.
So listen, we all think it was pretty good, and he's showing emotion. And he's doing it in a subtle manner, and I don't think anybody had a problem with it, right? Somebody had a problem with it.
Hey, Mr. Callahan.
Get off my lawn.
Oh, shut up.
Yes, you guys.
Let's go.
Woo!
Let's go.
He didn't like it? He leaked out some bad words.
We know Brady's very careful with his image and all. That song is full of F-bombs and P-bombs. And, I mean, some real...
What's that now?
What?
Says...
Yeah, you can say
in the song.
Yeah.
Let me say that? I didn't say it.
Can't say that.
What are the P...
You can't.
What are the P-bombs? Is that when I say...
It's a word that we can't say on the air that Jerry just learned this morning.
Well, you
that
can
we
say,
can't
the,
say.
There's a clean version.
Which one is it? Is
you
it
know,
the,
I can leave a few of the
it's
words
not
out.
The one that I screw up every once in a while when I give our picks, right? And I screw it up and add
there's
throw an R in
there's only three F-bombs in there, and one's like only one real F-bomb, granddaddy.
To the phone that's you and your pricks.
He's got the
what?
He's got the N-word in there, but I mean, it's 50 Cent. What do you expect?
Yeah,
and there is a clean version. You can sing it, and there's also like a little prelude, right? In the video, they're like two guys talking.
Do you think Jerry's going to go find the clean version? You know?
Nah, I told you.
So here,
there's a prelude.
So Jerry was really pissed off.
F-bombs and P-bombs. 50 Cent said it, and Tom Brady.
Quoting him.
Well, 50 Cent tweeted after seeing the video saying, "Oh bleep, he gonna do it again. He listening to many men getting his mind right. Tom Brady, let's go."
By the way, better than Curtis rapping.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're a child.
In the video, a guy gets out with a gun and shoots 50 Cent like 20 times, murders him. Song is really long, really vulgar.
Here's how it starts.
Stop looking into it.
Yeah,
I mean, just take it for what it is. He's not playing the video. This is MTV.
I don't believe.
Just use it in the background.
You don't believe Jerry's really upset about this.
Can't
this
be.
Is,
well,
this
you know
is
what I would do?
Uptight old man, get off my lawn, Jerry Callahan.
Jerry's a man of principle, so if I'm Jerry, win or lose, on Monday when he talks to Tom Brady in the morning, I would chastise Tom for actually including the song.
Jerry,
if really
is Brady, like, he couldn't put Scarface reference in a tweet. Would you be upset about that if it were a vulgar movie or a vulgar anything
the
else?
N-word and Scarface.
So it's just the N-word that got you, not the P-word
The P-word's fine, but like video of guys shooting someone, murdering someone.
Sure,
Scarface, not appropriate.
Say hello to my little friend.
Brady's responsible to make sure people don't go and look that up online. He can't just appreciate the song and use it as part of his workout
routine. I'm surprised he appreciates such a vulgar song.
Are you disappointed in him?
I'm disappointed, yes.
He must be really sad today.
The song includes a lot of offensive language.
So I think Jerry...
It is a rap song, right?
Yeah.
They're known for their offensive language song.
I mean, it's like it's not like it's you know, a boy band, right?
No, it's not even like Rapper's Delight.
No, that's what he wants.
They're shooting people.
Yeah,
what are the kids going to think when Tom Brady puts that in his Instagram?
I just want to I could dance to.
So Jerry thinks that Brady should be quoting like Jim Morrison on the Doors.
Here's the weird thing about Brady, right? So he's all mystical and deep with the whole "I am the river, I am the tree."
Oh bleep, he gonna do it again.
Nothing
better than that. Yeah.
He goes from "I am the river, I am the stream, the storm, whatever" to many men. Hardcore, explicit lyrics. We're not. There's nothing vague about this. Hey, listen, this is what it's about. Don't get me in rhythm. We're gonna jam out till the end. This is good.
But that's like being upset, saying "wish death upon me," and being offended by that.
Exactly.
Oh my! They think he should kill himself. You know, we have a serious problem with bullying. Yeah, let's not go too far with it.
Max Kellerman is going to die.
Yeah. What's the big deal? It's just the words.
Lord, I don't cry no more. Don't look to the sky no more. Have mercy on me.
No, it's good.
It's great.
I thought it was beautiful.
He couldn't have picked a better song.
It's outstanding.
That adequately addressed the issue of the week.
Jerry,
I am a knight. May I walk in. This one's good.
Jerry's got a
jungle, just a gangster stalker. He should play this one. This should be the next one.
My kid thinks he should play
a lot of offensive language.
My kid thinks he should play Go Off by Lil Uzi.
Yes. Be good.
Lil Uzi.
Travis Scott. Yeah. My kid's 9. He knows that's one of his favorite songs.
The great thing,
it'd be good.
As you know, when your kids are 9 or 10, and you're playing those songs and you hear them in the car, and they're the radio version, so they're the clean version,
you sit there
and know exactly what they mean. The kids don't know what they mean. They're singing the song.
Just because they don't swear, the entire movie's about smoking weed and banging women.
Right.
Oh, you were talking about Fast and the Furious?
No, I'm just talking about just songs that you're like, Dad, there's no swears in it. Yeah, I know, but did you hear talking about the big booty butt?
Yeah.
Well, doing things to the big booty butt?
And what do you think a country club song
hold,
is?
Hold on for a second. Callahan, shut off your radio right now. It's offensive.
Wait, is this clean?
Offensive, Callahan.
Is this the clean version?
Yeah.
Is there?
Oh, I hope so.
What do you mean you hope
so? Turn it up. He wants them to go off. Oh, okay.
So I don't trust Ryan right now. Do you trust Ryan? He doesn't know.
Never. Gonna go off. Yeah. Yeah.
He's gonna do it again.
Oh, go. Go. Go, Ordway. It's your birthday.
It's a good jam.
I like Curtis and Mutt in the Battle of the Brainless Rappers. That would be a good little feature for them, wouldn't it, Lord. Be? No, the
I
two
don't know.
Of them.
I don't That's know
what, Mutt should spin it on Callahan.
Yeah.
And test him on rap.
Vile Can Noy.
Very good.
I mean, Jerry's a classic, you know, historian.
Do you think Mutt would know?
Old movies, old songs.
That
All
song
right,
sucks.
Mr. Callahan. Let's do some...
That's good.
Yeah, modern day rap. Yeah. Who's this? Who are these guys? You like this guy? Who sings this? What's the name of this
clue.
Song?
Yeah, I'd be surprised Uzi. They knew who.
Why would you bring
Spears
a big Uzi to the fight?
Right?
M and M.
Oh. Two people are one.
Two people. All right, there you go. Oh, Jerry wants everybody off the line.
Shut up.
All right, we got another hour to go right here on OMF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.